There are some things employees love hearing.
You are pulling out all the worst, sorry, horrible excuses for yourself.
And now, it's our Employees of the Moment. Zolak and Bertrand on the Sports Hub.
Wait a minute, was I Employee of the Moment? Right there? That's nice. All right. Congratulations, though. All right, 10:37.
Did it have your picture on a plaque?
Oh, hell no. No, no.
Well, you should, damn it.
You get invited to the party. 10:37, Zolak and Bertrand. No Bertrand today. Ted Johnson is in. Hardy's in. Let's go to the Volkswagen Experts Hotline and talk to you. Team captain, team center, David Andrews. Dave, let me see if I go. Where am I at here? Dave, good to have you on, buddy. How you doing?
Who left you in charge, though?
It happens sometimes, pal.
It's an experiment, David.
It's seamless, right?
Okay.
Yeah, Bertrand's like, I got to take off my kid's birthday.
Hey, congratulations, though, employee of the month. Look at you.
I know. How about that? They say if I get 37 straight stickers, it's like that movie Employee of the Month, that really good movie with Jessica Simpson. Who's it?
Dan Cook.
Yeah, Dan Cook. That's yep. good one.
Great call.
Yeah, that I could be manager, store manager one day.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be scary.
Dream big, though.
Yeah. So, hey, what has to happen on this road trip you guys are heading on? Arizona first. We'll get to Vegas next week. But what has to turn for your team here, Dave?
Look, I mean, I know our people get tired of hearing it, but it's the truth. I mean, look, it just comes down to execution. You got, at the end of the day, that's what this game's about. There's one guy versus one guy executing, and then, a unit versus a unit executing that builds up to the team executing versus the other team. So, got a big opportunity here coming up, especially these next two games, and, start off in Arizona and then move on to Vegas.
Hey, David, you guys, I would think, as bad as it's looked at times, you're still right there. I mean, 6-6 and you got five games left. There's a lot of teams in the AFC that are struggling, there's got to be some scoreboard watch. You guys got to be hanging on. I'm thinking for a spark, how do we finish this thing and what's going to get us through is the fact that you guys can still make the playoffs. I mean, is that a message that is being driven home and that you guys are talking about? Like, as bad as it's been, boys, we can still make the playoffs since if we get better and do what we got to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you're exactly right. I mean, what was it, 2001? You guys were 5-5 at one point.
Absolutely.
And kind of sitting, similar here.
Yep.
That's where we are. And, a lot of teams, honestly, are kind of in this position. It's kind of always comes down to this year where, teams are on the cusp and, try to finish the season as strong as you can. And you see teams that spark. And, I mean, heck, I even think about, 2018, we slid pretty hard there toward the end of the year, different, kind of year, but and then really turned it on in the playoffs and played really well. So, I mean, it's been done before. Teams do it every year, and that's what we got to try to do here the next 5 weeks.
David, I want to take anything for granted with you because we kind of just glossed over the fact that you look like you're really hurt. We're trying to figure out what exactly happened to you, and then some knucklehead said you wouldn't be back until January. Sure enough, you're out there. You're playing. Are you okay? How you feeling? What the hell happened?
Yeah, I'm okay. Just, dealing with something. But, every guy on the team is dealing with something. So, that was kind of an interesting thing, kind of news to me because I was, had a shot to play and was going to try to play whatever it was at Minnesota. So, we made the call late, but interesting reports go out there sometimes, I guess.
Yeah. Some guys get them right. Some guys don't, Oh, well, Hey Dave, left tackle, you have issues there with injuries and this and that. Next thing you know, McDermott is brought into the game because Isaiah can't go on the right side. Yodney was down. How hard is it for a guy like McDermott to be on another team's practice squad, come in, and sort of have to block someone one-on-one the whole game?
Yeah, I think Connor did a great job. That's a interesting situation, right, in the NFL. And I guess it happens in every sport with trades and guys playing the next day. But really think in football it's something, very different. Something I've never had to do, but he thought he did a great job for us, really tried to compete hard, with the situation. So, I've known Connor for a long time. He's, you know, was drafted here. So got a lot of respect for him, and, you know, he's done a good job.
I got a technical question for you regarding the call on a play. So Mac Jones, I don't know if you remember, the one big scramble where he's running right to left, back right across the field. And Michael Wendell's standing right there in the middle, but he's like crouching down. Is there the new rule in the league where if a defender is chasing him, you can't turn back upfield and hit that guy? Is that what he was worried about?
So it's very you're not allowed to really like forcefully block someone going back towards your goal line.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's somewhat, because that was like a big thing. I mean, Ted probably can remember this on screens, right? You know, offensive linemen peeling back and cleaning out, you know, people underneath on screens, not really ahead of the play, but kind of like, you know, D lineman or someone chasing something, you could wheel back and, you know, really get a, you know, big hit on somebody. And they did that a couple of years ago. They've done cut blocks that way. So, you know, you really kind of just have to try to shield them, get in the way, because it's kind of a, you know, an interesting kind of, you know, there's certain rules and stuff. And
yeah.
I mean, cut block this year, I mean, I got a fine for, you know, a cut block that
unreal
last year is 100%, you know, fine.
Yeah, and I think I was unfair to him on the broadcast because I'm like, oh, my God, Michael, block somebody.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
Black.
Felt like he got caught in no man's land. Yeah.
I mean, you try to wall people off, I guess, in that situation.
Yeah, when I was playing, you could still cut block. I wish I could play in today's NFL where these guys can't cut block. It makes your job so much harder, I would think, David. But, you know, Dave, you guys have been on the road so much. You guys went out to the Vegas and practiced for a week. You went out to Miami a week before week one to get acclimated to the weather down there. Now you're going out, you know, west for at least another week, a little bit more. You know, what's that like? And I guess, I don't know, I got to ask you, are you a card player? Because if I was on the road all the time, I lost so much money in cards to the quarterbacks. It got tiring going on the road all the time. But you guys are road warriors this year. And, I mean, what's it going to be like for you guys going on the road again for another week here on the West Coast swing?
Well, Devin wants me to say that he can't cut offensive linemen out in space either. So I had to get that out of.
Right.
He was getting sensitive about that. And you know, but yeah, I think, you know, I enjoy it. There's something, you know, as much as it, you know, is tough being away from family and things like that and kind of out of your element a little bit, but you know, it's nice being with the team. There's really no other distractions around. You know, you're just kind of with each other hanging out. You know, I can remember COVID year, I think it was, we stayed out in LA and, you know, we really weren't getting to do a lot as a team because of COVID and the locker room and everything, but you know, being all together in the hotel was fun just because it's kind of like one of the few times we were able to do a lot as a team. So, you know, there's some good to it. You know, and obviously challenges, like I said, you're not in your facility, things like that, but just part of it.
Did you put your tree up yet?
Yeah, we put it up. I gave in last year. I was a big no fake tree guy. But gave in last year and got a fake tree. And, man, let me tell you, what an awesome experience.
What the hell is it?
Everyone says the same thing.
I'll never go back to a real tree.
That's what everyone says.
See, well,
I mean, the lights are on it.
Yeah.
You know, you're not sitting there with your wife trying to, you know, hold up the lights and move this way, lean the tree this way, no, back 2 inches this way. You know, so it's literally, you know, three parts, clip it in, plug it in, and it's almost set up. So.
Is it like fancy stuff you hang on it, or is it like NASCAR cars or Bud Light cans?
We got a little bit of everything. We got some Georgia stuff, some, you know, we got obviously the decorative balls, but we got plenty of like, you know, we got some Ford stuff because our son, what else we got? Georgia stuff, Patriots stuff. You know, we got a little bit of everything.
Can't believe Georgia's number one. Jeez.
Actually, you
can't
believe that.
No, I'm joking. Like, I'm joking.
Hey, is it?
Don't get me fired up here on my off day.
I mean, David, honestly, is there any? I mean, look, Ohio State, please. I mean, Michigan. Well, who's in the Michigan?
Michigan State, TCU.
TCU. Yeah. I mean, it's y'all's to be. I mean, it's y'all's. I mean, is there a team you're worried about?
TCU doesn't look like they belong. I'm sorry.
I agree.
I mean, I think, you know, the problem is you know. Now I don't watch as much college football because I spend a lot of time. I enjoy watching more NFL football, even when I'm not, you know, watching film or whatever. So, you know, I mean, I think Georgia's just done a great job. Kirby, my hat's off to him. You know, it's kind of awesome to see, too, the O-line coach. I never got to play for him, but he recruited me to Georgia. He's back at Georgia now, so got a lot of respect for him. And Coach McClendon, who was there with me, coach running backs, and now he's back there. Mike Bobo. You know, a lot of my old coaches have left and come back, and Coach McCurvey. And yeah, that's just awesome to see. I think, yeah, he's done a great job. The boosters, everybody, the university has really bought in to have a championship program. And, yeah, at that level, that's really what I think it takes, is really everyone, because you're just in such an arms race. And especially now with this transfer portal, it's crazy.
God, it's brutal. It's brutal.
I mean, it's like free agency year round, basically. It's wild.
That's what my alma mater's doing.
They're What's that? Oh, you got Deion. Yeah,
for that, just so we can get players there.
He's telling everybody to go into portal so he can bring all his guys.
That's exactly the same thing. Yeah. Very good.
Where'd you go, Ted?
I went to Colorado. I was I was a Buffalo back in 1991, 1994.
Were we buying? Are we all in on Deion now here?
Oh, we're all in. We are so pumped. We're all in.
I'm not.
You're not
good
in?
Good luck.
Guys, have you seen how far our program has fallen? It hasn't been relevant in 20 years, man. And so they need something to make it relevant.
Just make sure you call him coach. That's apparently the most important thing.
He gets a little sensey about that if you don't.
Can't call him prime. Yep.
Gotcha.
I had a huge Deion Sanders poster in my bedroom growing up. I love watching Deion. One of my favorites of all time.
Yeah. Pick me off twice, Dave. I hit him late out of bounds twice.
In one game?
Yeah. And Goldberg had to pull me off him.
Hey, don't worry, though. You weren't the only one, man.
Hey, Dave, good luck. Good luck against Arizona. Get this thing back on track, buddy. I'll see you out there.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Man. All right. There you go. David Andrews, thanks for joining us here today, talking a little football. And speaking of football, one of the most vested NFL writers has some questions regarding Bill Belichick and his tenure. And can there be some cracks starting? So we'll cover that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.